Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. We are the show for children, by children, and about children. We want to wish you a happy Saturday morning. We're coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area. We're happy to be with you this morning. This Saturday is a stark contrast to last week when we had a yard full of snow, but we're thankful for the beautiful day that the Lord has given us on today. I'm honored to have with me this morning my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
We're happy to have, we are in short number this morning, but we are going to do our very best and give you what God has given them. They're going to give you what God has given them to write. We have come to, this is the last show for this year, and we're preparing, making preparations to go into the new year and to celebrate the birth of our Lord at Christmas time. We just want to encourage each one of you to remember to keep Christ in Christmas. There would be no Christmas had there been no Christ. And so make sure that he's the one that we're celebrating and not leave him out because we're focused on other things. But because this is the last show of the year, we wanted to take time and acknowledge God's goodness, and we wanted to take a moment and look at how good God has been to us through the year. And so they're going to give you a year in a review of their own lives and how good God has been to them. It is important that we not forget, sometimes as the year goes on, we forget about the things that he did for us way back in January or earlier in the year. But today we're going to take a moment and acknowledge what God has done for us, how good he's been to us, and just as many blessings. There's an old sign that if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? And that's a true statement. And I want our young people to be able to acknowledge that God has been good to them throughout this year, and he's not going to stop being good to them. He's going to continue to bless them and keep them and watch over them, even as we move into the year 2018. Sometimes when I say that number, it sounds foreign to me because when I was a child, never in my wildest dreams would I think I'd live to the 21st century. It just sounded like something out of space, something science fiction. But I'm grateful to God to be able to say we are preparing to go into the year 2018. And we want to do so with an appreciative heart and thanking God for what he has done and looking forward to the things that we know he is going to do for us. So, as usual, this morning I want to thank our parents for allowing us the opportunity to work with their children on this morning. I know that there are a lot of children, even our reporters this morning, are preparing for a pageant that they're in this evening. So if you are listening and you have some time this evening at 6 o'clock, the High Point Christian Tabernacle Children's Church group is putting on their Christmas performance. It is going to be beautiful. It's going to be an outdoor event with live animals and singing and praising God in song and a play that they're going to present. And so if you are available, I want to invite you to 3269 Old Concord Road in Smyrna, Georgia, and you'll be blessed by a wonderful production by our children. There's nothing better than watching children at Christmas time. I love watching them. I love watching the joy that they get, even in performing, and the excitement that they have. And so we want to go out and support the children on this evening and allow them to share with us the gifts and the talents that God has given them. We're going to move on this morning. And like I said, our show is in... is on a year in review, and we have two of our Junior Giant reporters with us this morning, Miss Michelle and Miss Jada, and I'm happy to have them with us this morning. So we're going to go on and get started. Before we do, I do want to mention that we are recruiting Junior Giants because there is an age specification with Junior Giants. When a child turns 13, they age out. And so they are allowed to go into other areas of Junior Giants, but as far as the radio show, they are finished at the age of 13. So if you have children between the age of 7 and 12 and you would like them to become involved in Junior Giants, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Our number is 678-516-5570. That is 678-516-5570. Or you can reach us on our website, which is www.juniorgiantsspeak.com. And as soon as you get with us, we will make sure that we get back with you so that we can get your child signed up. That being said, we're going to move on to our reports on this morning. Michelle, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And how was your week?
My week was great. On Wednesday, I had an orchestra concert, and my grandparents came, including my mom and Michaela.
Okay. And which instrument do you play, Michelle?
I play viola. It's kind of like violin, but it's bigger and it's lower.
Okay. So what made you choose the viola?
Well, I like the sound of the bass more, but I chose viola because you wouldn't have to carry something really heavy all around the place. And it's, like, really simple to play and place your fingers on the fingerboard.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you have an instrument that you're enjoying. Are you ready with your report this morning?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Michelle Hendricks. I'm talking to you today about how much God has blessed me. I will go all the way to December from August. So let's begin. August. In August, God blessed me by starting this school year off with A's and B's. September. In September, God blessed me by giving me a chance to do something different this year. Instead of doing chords, I did orchestra, and I love it. October. In October, God blessed me by keeping me safe. November. In November, God blessed me by giving me family and friends to celebrate Thanksgiving with. And last but not least, December. In December, God blessed me by saving Jesus Christ to save your sins and mine. This is what Christmas is all about, love and Jesus' birth. I'm your Junior Giant reporter, Michelle Hendricks, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Michelle, do you remember anything else that happened earlier in the year, before August? Not so much?
In July, I went to North Carolina with my aunt. I taught her grandma.
Okay. And did you enjoy North Carolina?
Yes, I did. It was really fun.
Okay. And what else did you get to do this year? What grade are you in this year?
I'm in sixth grade.
Okay. So you got to go into the sixth grade. So now you're a middle school student, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for your report. We're grateful to God that He has blessed you to come this far. And what are your expectations for the new year? We'll save that for the question of the day. Think about it. What are your expectations?
Okay.
Because God has been so good to you this year, you know He's not going to stop being good to you. So what are your expectations for the new year? But we'll do that for the question of the day.
Okay.
We're going to continue this morning with our stories. Miss Jada, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
It was good. Because we didn't have to go to school on Monday.
And was that still because of the snow?
Yes.
Did you guys still have snow Monday?
Yeah, we had a little bit of snow left still.
Okay. Did you enjoy the snow?
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
I was playing with my little brother, and we were sliding down the hill in our yard.
Good. That sounds like fun. Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
Good morning. This is Jada, your junior giant reporter. Today I will be talking about how God has been good to me throughout the year and how to keep Christ in Christmas. Throughout the year 2017, God has been so good to me in many ways. He has woken me up every day and kept me alive and well. He has also worked many miracles and has played a big role in my life. From January all the way to December, God has done so very much for me. For example, he has kept my family and friends alive and has let me have good grades in school. He has shown me so much forgiveness and mercy and has protected me from the evil one. Keeping Christ in Christmas is very important. After all, Jesus is what Christmas is all about. I can keep Christ in Christmas by reading the Bible around the season and always remembering that Christmas is not about the presents or the lights or any type of decoration. It's about Jesus. This has been Jada, your junior giant reporter. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Christmas.
Okay, Jada, thank you so much. And God really has been good to us down through this year. And it may be a little difficult to go back all the way to January and go through month by month to remember how good he's been. But he has been good because he never stops being good. And so we want to remember that. We want to remember to give him thanks. And we want to remember, most of all, to keep Christ in Christmas. And keep him before us and allow him to be a part of our lives. So we are grateful to you all for your stories this morning, and we thank you for the time that you spent on them. We are preparing, as the Junior Giants, to come to the close of the year. We will be having our cookie exchange on the 29th of December, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to be doing some planning and some games and trying to come up with some new ideas for Junior Giants. So we are looking forward to all the Giants being present. And like I said, I know today that there are many of them who are preparing for this evening. I got calls this morning to let us know that they weren't going to be with us. But I am so grateful to have Ms. Jada and Ms. Michelle with us this morning. We are going to do the question of the day. And the question of the day is, how do you want to approach next year? What are you expecting from God on this upcoming year? God is never going to stop being good to us because he's God, and that's just what he is good. So what is it that you are looking for the upcoming year? What are your plans for the new year? And we're going to start that question with Miss Michelle. Miss Michelle?
Yes.
What are your plans for the new year? How do you want God to bless you in the new year? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, next year I want to accomplish having good grades still and moving on to seventh grade and on. And celebrating what God has done for me all my life, giving me a family and food to eat and a home and a roof to live under, and just a happy family and happy friends and a happy year.
Okay. Well, one of my prayers for you, Miss Jada, is that that you have great success with your music. For those of you who don't know Michelle, I'm sorry, Michelle is a great songwriter and singer. And so my prayer for you in this upcoming year is that God would really bless your singing and your writing. And I want to encourage you to pray and ask God to continue to help you. Anytime that you acknowledge God and that you put God first, he is going to bless you. That's just what he does. And so make sure that when you're preparing your songs that you ask God to help you and that you acknowledge God, and he will help you. So that's my prayer for you in the upcoming year. Thank you so much for being a part of Junior Giants on this year.
Thank you.
Yes. And we're going to keep going with our question of the day. The question of the day goes to Miss Jada. What is your hopes and dreams for the upcoming year? What are your plans?
Well, I also hope to make it to the seventh grade with good grades and to maybe read the Bible more often and hope that I keep doing good in music, like playing the piano, and I hope in the violin, and I hope to make sure that all my family and friends are doing good.
Okay. And that's a thing. And just like Miss Michelle, Miss Jade is very talented. I love watching you play the piano. You're very poised, and you take your time and you play it correctly. I appreciate that. It's very good. So my prayer for you is that you continue with your music and whatever endeavors that you find that you enjoy, that the Lord would bless you in those things. And it's okay to have dreams, and that's one of the reasons that I'm asking you this question, because I want you to start thinking about what is there something specific that I want to accomplish in the next coming year. One of the things that I want us to accomplish is, first of all, to continue to have more young people involved, but I want us to be able to do some traveling throughout the city. That's my prayer for next year, and so that we're not just on the radio. We've done a couple community shows. One we did at a ballet center, and that was some time ago. And this last one we did at High Point Church. And so that's the kind of things that we want to continue to do, to go out into the community and to share the program as well as share Jesus Christ with other people. And so that's my plan for the year. And so for you young people, I want you to understand it's important that you learn how to set goals for yourself. It gives you something to work for. The good grades are great. Excellent goals, and so keep those up. But I have no less expectation of you than to make good grades. I know that that's something that's important to you. But have other dreams as well. I like the plan to read the Bible more. Get you a Bible that you understand and read it, and write down the scriptures that you need to memorize. And so it's important that we do those things as well. And so we are done with our reporting on this morning. We thank you for being with us, everyone. We thank you for just your time and your patience with us. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And we will be continuing in the new year. Our first radio show is that first Saturday in January. So we are looking forward to being back with you at that time. We pray that you have a Merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas, and have a prosperous new year. Our prayers are with you, and we love you. Thank you, Jada and Michelle.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You all have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you tonight in your production. Like I said, for those of you who are listening, there is a production of the children's program from the Children's Church of High Point Christian Tabernacle. It is going to be this evening at 6 o'clock. The address is 3269 Old Concord Road in Smyrna, Georgia. If you have some free time this evening and you want to see something that's just beautiful, please come on out. It is a live nativity, and you'll be able to see the live animals and just enjoy choirs singing and children singing and the production that they have prepared for you. So we look forward to seeing you there. God bless you. You all have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth, I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental environment is so special to a child. Support what they do in their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and
teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental environment is so special to a child. For what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for. Fathers, show them their love.
Thank you again for joining us this morning. This was Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. We will see you in the new year. God bless you. Bye-bye.